Okay, it is Friday. It's 16 minutes away from 1 o'clock. I'm just thinking this is the first time we've done showbiz in studio.
I was just saying, I can't remember the last time that we were in here together, just the two of us. Usually we're in the dome.
Yeah, yeah. We've had the Festival Friday and we've had all of the Thank Feck It's Friday.
So
this is...
We've been on tour and we've just come back home.
Okay, Lottie Ryan is here and Lottie has all the showbiz gossip that you'll need today. What's going on?
Going to kick things off with my favourite power couple, yeah. Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
Oh yeah, cool.
Are you a fan of Beyoncé and Jay-Z?
I would be a fan of both, yes.
What's their kid called?
Blue Ivy.
Oh, very good.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so it was Blue Ivy's second birthday this week.
Right.
And you'd think, would you go crazy for a kid's second birthday? They're probably not going to remember it.
I get them a badge and a hat.
See, that's what I'd do, yeah. A badge and a hat.
And two candles.
Exactly. A badge, a hat, two candles and a cake.
That's it.
And
they can have their friends around for half an hour.
Yeah, but they're not even going to... Do you have mates when you're two?
You do. You sort of... Well, if you're in a creche or whatever, you have other mates that you sort of throw up on.
Okay, yeah, yeah. We'll have a couple of them. But not for Blue Ivy. No. They closed down an entire theme park for the day.
Really?
In Miami. It was called Jungle Island. It's a wildlife and botanical park.
Right.
Now, they won't release how much they paid for the park, but it's got to be pretty pricey because for one ticket for one person for a day is $240.
Wow, that's a lot for a theme park,
isn't
it? I mean,
that's more expensive than Disney World.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Yeah.
By a long shot.
Yeah.
So they've closed down the entire theme park. Blue Ivy got to have the run of it for the day. She's probably never going to remember it.
Yeah.
But, and she was photographed wearing, you know the way... This is going to make me sound uncool, but rappers wear bling.
Yeah, they do.
You know?
Rappers do wear bling, and that doesn't make you sound uncool.
Okay. The cool thing is the...
If you'd said men who rhyme wear a lot of heavy jewellery, that would have been so...
Oh,
yeah,
I prefer that.
But rappers wearing bling is
okay.
Cool.
You know the way men who rhyme? Name necklaces are a big thing. The big, thick, heavy gold name necklaces. And Blue Ivy was wearing one.
Yeah.
They're thousands upon thousands of dollars to wear, but she's rocking some bling and Blue Ivy chain.
Yeah, wow.
And one of her birthday's presents from Kanye West was a lullaby he recorded for her, and it's about her and his daughter Northwest.
Yeah.
And how powerful they're going to be when they're older and they're going to take over the world as the power kids.
So ridiculous. He gave a 2-year-old a song.
He gave her a song, a lullaby. Yeah. About how her and his daughter will be the most powerful
people. Anything else, like a car or something, or an island?
A car.
Well, she's here. Well, it's Kanye West, isn't it?
It is. Kanye West gave his kid for Christmas a replica of his car, which is like, I don't know what make it is, but it looks like the Batmobile.
Yeah, I think it's a Bugatti, yeah.
And, yeah, and it's matte black, and it's literally... a little person's version of the car. It works. Like, she could drive it around if she wanted to.
Scary, isn't it?
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, enough. Yeah. When is enough enough?
That's going to be a good birthday anyway, yeah.
Yeah, good birthday. Wish I was invited.
Yeah.
Wish we could have gone, Colin, but we weren't invited.
No, we weren't.
The Brit Awards are coming up and the nominations have just come out and David Bowie received 2 nominations 30 years after he won his first prize.
Wow, that's something else.
I think that's incredible.
So what is it? Is it for best album?
He won them for, well,
he's
won.
Nominated.
I think he's going to win.
Yeah.
He was nominated for best album and in the category is Bastille, Arctic Monkeys and Rudimental.
Okay, and good albums.
And then he was also nominated for Best Male.
Right.
And in the Best Male category is Jake Bugg, James Blake, John Newman and Tom O'Dell. Tom O'Dell who beat him to the Mercury Prize. So
John Newman's my favourite out of that batch at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah.
More
yeah.
than David Bowie.
I don't think David Bowie at the moment, I don't think the album was great.
What?
No, I don't think the new album was great.
Did you not like the video? I think I remember you saying you didn't like the video.
It's all right, I just didn't think the album was great. It got me on, you know, for instance, the Arctic Monkeys album, AM, is a piece of work. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And I keep banging on about it all the time. And Rudimental is a great album as well.
Well, the only time that David Bowie saw a nomination translated into a win was when he won for Let's Dance, that album.
Yeah.
That's the only time he actually got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he got an honorary award in 1996 for his contribution to music, like outstanding contribution to music over a period of time. But to actually get the Best Male or the Best Album, that was the only time it happened, was for Let's Dance.
I mean, I think he's brilliant and I think he absolutely
against him.
No, but
you're
think this year he is the Best Male around. I think John Newman is better than him.
I think, and he wasn't even nominated and I don't know why, Gary Barlow didn't receive a nomination, and he has had a fantastic year. His album was very, very good.
Yeah, I'm not.
Are you not a Gary Barlow?
No, I'm not a Gary Barlow fan. No,
you're negative today.
No, I'm just not a Gary Barlow fan. I just think everything he's done lately is the same.
They all sound the same.
Yeah, yeah. Right from all the new Take That stuff. The old stuff I thought was great. The years ago stuff.
Back Gary Barlow would Take That.
Gary Barlow and Take That years ago, but not at the moment.
Well, your favourite band, One Direction, are nominated for two awards.
Go 1D.
Yeah, best single and best group.
Yeah. Hi. Will they be there?
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, I don't think they get in. It's an over-18s event.
Oh, is it?
There's drink being served.
Not stop.
Sorry, Ari, you're too young.
Trending column.
Yeah, okay.
The trending. Top trends we're going to go through. We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, and I thought it was a joke.
Right.
Simon Cowell said in an interview when he was asked, what would your favourite name to name your child be? And he said, Simon. I really like that name. And I think people thought maybe it was a joke. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
They're really naming the baby Simon Cowell. So that's for sure. He's naming his son Simon Cowell.
Especially in rural Ireland, I think it's quite often that the firstborn son is named after the dad.
Is it not the granddad?
No, not necessarily. You'd have Tommy Senior and Tommy Junior. You know.
Really?
Yeah. I think so.
I thought it was normal to name them after the granddad. So if, you know, whoever the father's father was, the firstborn son might get that name.
Yeah.
But is there not going to be confusion in the house? Well, I think they'll actually say Simon Senior and Simon Junior.
Well, there's a huge difference in age. I don't think it confuses them. Even with the amount of plastic surgery Simon has, he's never going to look like a baby.
No, I mean confusion in saying the name.
When you're calling them for dinner.
Simon, yeah. Simon and all the Simons appear.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's bizarre. And the baby, there was photographs of Laura Silverman, the birthday show, her shower for the baby, and all these tiny silk pajamas with SC embroidered on them, and personalised games and all types of things. So it's going to be spoilt rotten. The baby can go with Blue Ivy.
With Blue Ivy and the other one, they can close down Ireland for a weekend and just run around.
A big massive baby birthday.
Yeah.
Now, this is my favourite trend, absolute favourite trend. Growing up, I think everybody remembers either egging something or getting egged, unfortunately, themselves. You know, when you throw an egg at someone.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber, who lives in this gated community, which is like a celebrity corner, like the Will Smith and his
celebrity
family.
Heaven.
Yeah. Will Smith and his family live there. The Kardashians live there. A whole host of really famous families live here. And Justin Bieber egged his neighbour's house. Now, I don't know who his neighbour is, if it is a famous actor.
Could be Will Smith or Barbara Streisand. He could have egged Barbara Streisand.
He could have.
Imagine that she opened the door. What's going... Oh, wow.
But isn't it just such a normal child thing to do? You, like... wouldn't expect him to, and the police were called and
it's pure vandalism.
They counted 21 eggs on the front door, and the neighbour
21 eggs.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of egging. Like, I thought it was one or two. So he stood there, honest, because he's going around with Selena Gomez on one of those things.
A Segway.
Yeah.
If people could see how Colin was operating a Segway there, it's like he's doing weights in the gym.
So he stood in front of somebody's house and threw 21 eggs.
And full on egg to the house. He pelted no less than 21 eggs at the house.
And he's lucky the likes of Will Smith didn't come out and shoot him.
I know.
That's because that would be seen as assault, and all of those celebrities have guns.
It's throwing in, I suppose, if it's out in a house. Well, it's vandalism,
well,
I suppose.
It's vandalism, but if you hit Barbara Streisand on the nose.
At least they were just normal eggs. I know some people boil the eggs before they throw them, and that actually can be quite sore, I'd say.
That's going to smash, smash a lot harder. It's fried
but
egg.
A fried egg. What, like a frisbee?
Throwing a fried egg.
Frisbee the fried eggs.
Sunny side up.
Yeah. The yellow bit everywhere. Okay, it's disgusting.
Okay, Bieber.
Drew Barrymore, who I love Drew Barrymore. A lot of people love Drew Barrymore. She's going to have her first lifestyle website. So she'll be giving advice to women now on food, travel, fashion, motherhood. It's Refinery29, who's kind of like a lifestyle website. She's got her own section now. And she's also got a photography book out at the moment called Find It in Everything. It's going to be... it's really good. And her first assignment was to write how to make the perfect breakfast sandwich.
Right.
So obviously very important. What would you think is the perfect
breakfast sandwich? How to make the perfect breakfast sandwich by Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
God.
Would you not think
it's
it would be
good?
What's
with the world? What's in it? Probably eggs and toast.
Eggs, toast.
And then the sandwich could be E.T.
What?
Eggs and toast. She was in E.T. Eggs and toast, E.T., the E.T. sandwich from Brew Barrymore.
Here, don't, that's very good.
Yeah, I know it is very good. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, but don't let people steal that idea.
It's much too late now. I've said it.
Okay. You could have kept that and given it away.
I know, but sometimes my brain does that to me.
Oh, that's good.
No, I'll go back to Candy Crush, can I?
Yeah, please. Yeah, away with you.
What is it? Go on, what's in it?
That's what's in it. That's what's
oh,
in it.
Oh, you're joking me.
You've got the E.T. sandwich.
Brilliant. I didn't even see that. I like it. All right.
Okay, final bit yeah. of what's trending is Dermot O'Leary is trending because it's just been announced he's going to be presenting a documentary that's going to be transmitted live from the International Space Station in March. So
they're sending him to space.
Live from space is what it's called.
Wow.
And it takes live event television, I suppose, to a whole new
yeah.
level. So 300 miles a minute is how fast the space station is traveling. And they're going to be broadcasting pictures back to us from 250 miles above the Earth.
Wow.
And, you know, that's not a very safe place. But
and is O'Leary going to be there?
It takes, yes, he is. It takes 90 minutes to do a complete orbit of the Earth. And it'll be a live 2-hour show. So viewers will literally be taken around the world.
That's amazing.
It's incredible.
When's that going to happen?
March.
That is, no, that's
it's
good.
It's a big deal. But I was just thinking, I watched over Christmas the movie Gravity.
Yeah.
And it's not a very safe place to be.
Space.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of it.
You know, we better not leave the station or
yeah.
go outside.
Some of space is fine.
Why some of it?
Well, it's grand. There's not stuff hurtling around. And then there's other parts of space, especially where Sandra Bullock was and George Clooney, who should never have been in that movie.
Oh, I knew you would say that. Yes, he should have.
He ruined it.
There's nothing wrong with looking at a little bit of George Clooney for a few minutes.
Yeah,
absolutely
right.
Nothing.
Anyway, that's Space Gravity, Dermot O'Leary, live from space in March. Looking
yes,
forward to that.
Exactly.
Right, that was good. Back here again.
Back.
All
back,
good.
Back home.
All good. Lottie, we'll talk to you next week.